Hey guys, let's have a chat. I'm Eliza.
And I'm Sarah, and today we're going to be talking about our thoughts going back into lockdown 3.0.
Yahoo! But we also have a lot more to talk about before that. So let's just crack right in. Guys, is the audio a bit better on your end? What do you reckon?
Surely that's a yes. Well, we have a little surprise.
What do we have, Sarah?
We have mics.
Oh yeah, guys, we are so professional now, like literally. Just ring us up if any producing companies want to sponsor us, because sounding so profesh right now.
Oh, we are. We better be. We don't know how we sound now, but we better be sounding profesh because we feel it.
We feel so professional. It took us about an hour to get all the audio stuff set up because it's a bit more confusing when we have more things to plug in and work. But hopefully this works. We're recording it on Skype, so not sure. Then I'll have to transport the audio. I don't know. I'm not really techie, but I'm sure I can work it out. Hopefully this is working for you guys. Let us know if you like the sound.
Yes, and it's so exciting, and hopefully next time we will have figured out another way to film that is not on Skype.
Yahoo! Also, guys, sad news, but we're in lockdown again. Love that for us. I kind of knew that it was going to happen again, like, probably, but I'm still annoyed.
I know. I was like, back to this point a year ago, I was like, I had no clue it was happening. At like, what was it, 12:30 yesterday, I was at work and someone was like, Dan's making a speech at 1. He's holding a press conference, yada, yada, yada. I was like, you were kidding. Like, I had no clue. I knew there was a little cluster at the Holiday Inn, but
the,
I didn't know what
the hotels, happened.
Yeah, the hotels. And so, but yeah, apparently there'd been a lot of people and they just wanted to shut it off before it spread anymore. So we are in a 5-day lockdown.
And hopefully it'll only be 5 days. Lots of people are saying they think it'll be turn into 6 months again. But I mean, I honestly think it could go either way. Luckily, it's not 600 cases this time. It's only, I think, like 15 or 12 or something.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't want to get all like too controversial on this podcast because we don't want to get too much hate. But I personally think it's smart that they're just quickly going to snap it away and then...
I'm happy to go into this 5-day one if everyone actually, like, goes full in and is like, yes, we're going to be
because otherwise it won't work if only half people are in lockdown.
Yeah, it's not going to work if, like, some people, you know, just go around and still throw parties and stuff. And so it's like, if you're going to do this, do it well. It's 5 days. If we can get this done in 5 days, I'm fine. I was expecting a 2-week one. Like, I feel like every lockdown we've had, it's been, like, a week, 2 weeks. So when they said 5 days, I was like, nah, they're... I'm feeling a bit like pessimistic about it. As in, like, I feel that it's going to be extended.
Yeah. Well, I kind of hope it doesn't. I mean, like, Queensland or whatever it was got theirs done in 3 days.
Oh, geez.
So hopefully we can smash it out and get better.
Yeah. Had to go into like short lockdowns and stuff, and Victorians were like, well, we've been in lockdown for like 2 months, so you can suck it up.
We've been in lockdown for like 5 months.
Oh my gosh, true.
Hopefully, like, I didn't have two. Like, I had a few plans get cancelled, but I still have work and stuff because I'm an essential worker.
True. Both of us are.
School's just online, which is kind of annoying again. But I saw a TikTok, of this girl. So basically, it was her first Valentine's with her boyfriend. It was like, it's her boyfriend's birthday today, I think, and her 18th on Wednesday or something. Like, all of these things were happening in the next 5 days and she's just been locked down. And I was like, oh, that sucks. Like, it's annoying for us, but I'm glad it didn't have like big things that were canceled. Like, I know heaps of my friends literally had their learner's tests in the next 5 days because all of them were supposed to have it last year, but they all got canceled. And I was like, oh, that sucks. Like, that literally sucks so bad.
Dude, that sucks. I was going to say, some friends of ours, they had their wedding last Saturday and they would be, like, so grateful that it's not, you know, like, Saturday. Like, they 1 week earlier and they were able to have the wedding they wanted.
Yeah.
Well, you know, probably not ideally.
Yeah, I saw another thing online of a girl who was like, oh my gosh, I'm so annoyed that lockdown's over. And this other girl was like, at least you don't have to cancel a wedding a day in advance. And I'm that would absolutely suck.
Did you see the news article? Someone, they were supposed, so we're filming this on a Saturday, by the way. So when you guys are hearing this, this will probably be yesterday. But someone was due to have their wedding today. And when the lockdown got announced on, you know, yesterday, the Friday, they were like, okay, we're going to reorganize this for today. And they organized it within an hour and a half to happen.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible.
A day earlier. And apparently 75 out of the 78 guests could attend.
That's so cool.
I'm like, that's, I mean, if
that
you're
going to
go.
That would be completely
like,
stressful, but like,
oh, would be so
if you can
stressful.
Get it done, like, get
just
it done.
Go for it. Like, get it done before this 5 day, because no one knows how long this is going to last. Like, we're
then
all
you can always have like a celebration. Like
yeah,
a
bigger
celebration
one
later.
Later,
anyways.
But then so now, good. Like, you're legally married just by the time it gets to, you know, lockdown.
Yeah. It'd be annoying because you'd have to, like, go home early because, like, I was seeing all these things where it's like, I'm not being sent home by my mom. I'm being sent home by Daniel Andrews, like, because all people are, like, out partying
true.
Last night. Not me, obviously. I was in home in my bed watching Netflix. But, yeah. I do have two sacks postponed, which is good. So
ooh, we love that. That's love good. That. I'm actually kind of grateful for not – I don't – like, that – I'm not saying I'm grateful for lockdown. Like, I'm not. I wish it wasn't. One of the good things that has come out of this one is that my uni classes are online and I have 8 a.m. classes this entire semester, which, I mean, I chose them myself because I was like, I want to get things out of the way earlier. But the uni I go to is like an hour and a half train travel away from me.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's a 3-hour round trip, which means I need to be at the closest station to me by like 6 a.m. in the morning.
Why would you do that?
Because I was like, well, I just want to get it. It's 3-hour classes, so I just want to get it out of the way by, you know, 11 a.m. back home by, like, you know, 1:30 type thing.
Yeah, true.
And then I've still got work and, you know, time to study and that type of thing. But, yeah, I'm actually really glad because it means that at least for, you know, the first few months, my classes will be online, which suits mm-hmm. me because it means I can roll out of bed at 7:50 instead.
Yeah, that is true, actually. We're doing a school play at our school.
Ooh.
And because every year it's like a play and then a musical, like a smaller play, like for, so it's like a senior play this year. And, so I had my audition on Tuesday, but I'm not really sure how that's going to work. I don't know if they're going to be doing them online or like, I kind of hoping I can send in a video because then I can like do a few takes and it won't be as nerve-wracking doing it in front of the people, but it is kind of annoying because I've been preparing it for like literally 2 weeks. But
what
speaking
play
of that,
you guys
should
doing?
We do a little life update?
Yeah, we should.
Wait, what
I was just gonna say, what play are you doing?
So it's a play called The 39 Steps. I don't really know exactly what happens. Basically, it's this guy called Richard Hannay who I'm not really sure what he does. He basically goes on, like, this adventure. Like, he finds someone dead at the start, and then he has to find, like, the 39 steps play or something. I'm not really sure exactly. Please don't quote me on that. Like, but fair basically enough. I was going – well, I'm auditioning for this girl called Margaret. She's one of the leads. She's a shy Scottish girl, so I have to do a Scottish accent.
Oh, yes. I'm
practicing on here. but – I just realized, like, if I have to do my audition, like, send it in, I could use a mic and it'll be really good audio. But what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So she's a shy Scottish girl. And I think I'm pretty perfect because, like, I have red hair. So
that's what I was going to say. I was going to be like, you've already got the red hair for it.
Literally. And, yeah, so she's married to this guy called McTight who's, like, really old and, like, nasty. And then she, like, falls in love with the main guy called Richard Hannay. So, yeah, exciting stuff. I also joined a drama group club thing outside of school. So, I just that on Thursday, actually. Yeah, which is really exciting. I don't really have a lot of information to give. Like, I don't want to say where it is and stuff. But, yeah, that's exciting. So,
wow,
get
very
ready to hear
stuff.
More about my drama life when more stuff starts happening, but I'm really excited. So, yeah.
We'll be watching you on Broadway one day.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
up there. Name and headlights. Love it. What a vibe. Continuing on to our life update. Eliza, do you have anything you would like to update us on?
I think that was really it. Just
the drama stuff. Love it.
Yeah. What about you, Sarah?
Well, I really don't know. Oh, here we go. I'm working 5 shifts next week, which isn't, I mean, it's not that unusual, but at max hours. So very excited. At the start, I was like, oh my gosh, that's a lot of hours because it's a week before I start uni. But now I'm like, well, we're going into lockdown. Like, there's literally nothing else I can do. May as well be working.
Yeah, love that. Love that. It's real good.
It's going to be a complete vibe and a half. But yeah, nothing else is really happening because nothing else really can happen over the next 5 days. Well, cancelled, but like, totally not salty about that.
Yeah, I was supposed to go to the movies tonight with some girls for Galentine's Day, that's got cancelled. So it's really sad.
What movie were you guys going to see?
I honestly don't remember what it was called.
Fair enough.
I didn't organise it, so I'm not sure. But
you're just going to go along for the ride.
I was, and it was going to be a real fun time.
Cute.
But, yeah, anyways, that's okay. Hopefully we'll just be able to do it another time. But luckily, like, the movies are giving us refunds and stuff. So
ooh, that's good.
That's good.
Is what a vibe. Well, do we want to move into a bit how lockdown – I don't know – I've started calling it lockdown 3.0 because, I mean, it's only a 5-day one, but, like, it's technically... Is it our third lockdown? I don't know.
Yeah, I guess it is, technically.
It's like, I don't even know. What are your thoughts on it, Eliza?
Look, honestly, so when I was hearing about it, I didn't get, like, the full inside scoop at once because everyone's like, oh, my gosh, here we're going into lockdown. Because this was, like, in the middle of school.
Yeah. And so
it's, like, you get just, like, bits and pieces of information from lots of different people and you have to, like, try to piece in the information. Yeah. So when I got to fourth period, which is my last period of the day, like, we officially, like, I officially looked it up and officially got all the information. And, I mean, it definitely sucks. But that's just what you got to do when you're in a pandemic. It's just so weird that we're literally in a pandemic. Like 2 years ago, not even 2 years ago, like a year ago. Well,
yeah,
a bit
it was
less,
a year ago.
A bit more than a year ago, I would have thought it was so weird that people would wear masks like outside. Like that's really weird. But like it's so normal now. Like all of this coronavirus stuff is so normal.
It is. It's like we've literally been in it. What's it now? It's like middle of March. Skipping a month ahead. Middle of April. it's the middle of April, and it was like middle of March last year that we got put into like our first lockdown. So we've literally been in it like almost a year, with bits and gaps here, and it almost felt like things were finally starting to get back to normal.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I'm the same view as you, I think. I just hope that, you know, if it's 5-day one, we all put in together, we all stop this spread. But, yeah, I don't know what I'm going to – actually, no, I do know what I'm going to do with myself the next 5 days. I'm going to work my butt off.
yeah, it's like, good that we still get to work and stuff.
Yeah. I also like that we have the option, the one of the reasons to get out is for, like, the daily exercise and stuff.
Yeah, true. Even though we can only be out there for, like, an hour, or is it 2 hours?
True. Oh, it's an hour or two. It might have been extended too. We'll have to double check. But because I've got a friend that we live in within, like, a K of each other, because the limit is 5K at the moment. And so we get together. Well, we used to in the last lockdown, and I think we're going to go today. Go for a little walk or a ride to get some exercise in for whatever the allowed time is.
Yeah, it's difficult, but it's what we've got to do.
Exactly. So I was actually at work yesterday when We heard the announcement go over, and so we put it on YouTube in the computer in the office, and we had it like blasting through kitchen. and so I was like trying to figure out what is happening. We also had a full drive through and a full dining room at the same time. And so, you know, I'm grabbing the food for drive through, and I'm at the same time, I'm trying to like get into kitchen every 2 seconds to hear what's happening. So all we knew was there is lockdown. And it was so loud to the point that like I couldn't actually make out what they were saying. But then, yeah. You know, 5 minutes after we jumped on the computer and had a look, and we were like, yep, this is what's happening.
Am I allowed to, like, leave my house to get Macca's? I guess not, am I? Do you have to get it when you're on the way home from somewhere or something?
It depends. It depends, like, if it's within your 5K.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, it's food. Like, that's the reason we stayed open through last lockdown, is because somehow we were considered essential. Because we had food.
Find it crazy that Macca's is considered essential and not Kmart. Like, I feel like Kmart's pretty essential.
Yeah, it's like, it's just because we're food. It's like some people can't make their own food or don't know how to make their own food. And so somehow we are considered essential. I was literally talking with everyone yesterday. We're like, we don't want to be considered essential. Like, we just want to have our time. Like, how we still don't know how we're considered essential, but somehow we are. And they're just going to stay like that, I guess.
Yeah, literally. I have a story from this week. It's completely irrelevant to what we're talking about. So a few months ago, I was at Kiki K and I saw a pencil case that I thought was really cute, but it was like, you know, Kiki K is kind of like expensive. Yeah, I was pricey. Like, oh, no, I'm not going to buy that. But yeah. Responsible of me, I know. Yeah. Anyways, completely random. Like, I've never been on Kiki K website, but my sister got some new pens and I was like from Kiki K. And so it's a longer story than that, but basically I was on the website and the pencil case was on sale and I was like, oh my gosh, I have to buy this. So I bought it. But our house is a bit our house number sometimes doesn't register in online shops. And so it accidentally like typed in the wrong number. So when I got the email that said like your package has arrived and it's like, well, where is it? Because it's not at my house. Yeah. I had a look at the thing and it had delivered to like a house all the way up the other side of our street. And so me and my sister went on a walk to get it and I was like, oh my gosh, please don't be a Karen. Please don't be a Karen. Please don't be a Karen. Because I was like stressing that they were going to be like, how dare you put the wrong address, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But luckily she was really nice and she was like, yeah, I was wondering who this Eliza was. And anyways, here you go.
Aww.
So I got my pencil case and it's really exciting.
yeah, that's so cute.
It's like this, it's a really good perfect size. It's kind of like I guess it is brown, but it's really cute. Anyways.
That is so cute.
Yeah.
I was just
That was completely irrelevant, but I just really wanted to tell the story.
I'm glad. You know what? It goes in there. I was going to say, yesterday at work, once like the announcement of lockdown happened at, you know, like 1:30, me and someone else, we took like our 10-minute breaks and we walked across because there's like a Richie's and a little like fish and chip shop and like, you know, probably the alcohol shop and like some other shop like opposite us. So we like ran over to Richie's. We got in there because her parents are away at the moment, so she's by herself at home. And she got herself, like, you know, some pasta and some veggies and stuff that, you know, she can live on. Essentials. She can live on for the next few days. And as we were leaving, there were people already grabbing toilet paper. There was this guy that already had so much toilet paper. He's like, arms are full of it. And there was this lady and she was like, do you need all that toilet paper? And asking him about it. And he's like, mind your own effing business. And she was like, well, you're the reason why we had the shortage in the first place. And da-da. And it was like, I was trying to get through. I was like too busy trying to get through the checkout and stuff to actually notice. But once we got back to Macca's, the other girl was like, did you notice that when it happened? I was like, and she told me and I was like, oh no, I just completely like not focused on it or whatever. But
yeah,
and that was only in a little Richie's and there was like already half the toilet paper was already gone by then. And there was only the organic stuff left and stuff. And so I'm like, that's what's happening in like Richie's. What the heck is going to be happening in Woolworths and Coles?
Yeah, be interested to see when I get to work late this afternoon, like the toilet paper situation. So at the grocery store I work at, there's also a cafe inside. So I'm working cafe today. But I honestly have no idea. It will go either way. One, it will be super quiet, like dead.
Yeah.
Two, it will be so busy because we will be one of the only cafes open in the area because we're also a grocery store and we are only takeaway anyway. And so it's either going to be super busy or really quiet. I have a feeling it's going to be busy.
That's what I was going to say. I think all probably food gonna be busy, stores
everyone that going on their walks.
Oh, literally everyone will be going on their walks and trying to find one cafe.
Literally.
That they can get to and stuff. But most cafes and stuff will be closed because, like, some restaurants, I think, are open for takeaway. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what's left open.
I'd be interested to hear what you guys think about the new lockdown. So message us if you want to share your thoughts. The other day I went to the library after school to study and they were doing this little Valentine's Day thing. They had like all like these red books in like a love heart and it was really cute. But they also had all of these like romance genre books that were like wrapped up and it said like these books are too loved for our collection, like take one and you can keep it. And so it was kind of like a lucky dip, like you just chose one. So I got one and I'm really excited to read it. It's called One Day in December. By Jace Silver.
Cute.
It's really exciting.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But thank you guys for listening. I think that's about all that we had to say. Make sure that if you need advice to email us at letshaveachatpodcast@gmail.com and also let us know if you like these mics. Like, was it worth it? Tell us about the sound.
Please tell us it was.
But yeah, I was going to say something else. What was it? Oh, yeah. If you guys are struggling in this lockdown, don't hesitate to reach out because we are here to help you guys if you need help.
Yeah.
On our Instagram.
Or our email. Dun, dun, dun.
Our chat podcast. We will talk to you guys next week. Don't forget to follow our Instagram and have a great week in lockdown. Bye, guys.
See ya.
We'll have a chat with you next week.